Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're already 12 lines into the Gemara over here. So the Gemara was discussing, again, we had Lechora, a problem with Abaye Shita that he flipped, and the Gemara says that after Avdimi gave him a good answer, how he had good proofs against what Abaye had said. So then he asked him, maybe this whole thing is telling you about Tam Kit Iker. So the Gemara now says Lechidisanya, that the word Mishras is telling you that the following, Mishras lite tam ke ikar, that the word Mishras is able to actually tell you that it's teaching you the Chiddush, that v'chol Mishras anavim lo yishte, that we teach you that if they have a flavor infused into something else, imparted into something else, the halacha is, that is equivalent to the original thing itself. So like if you cook treif, with a tray piece of meat in the same pot as a potato, so that potato becomes treif as well. That's the halachas of tam ke'ikr. So now also we learn she'im shara anavim b'mayim. If a nazir soaked grapes in water, v'yesh behem tam yayin, and the water has the flavor of wine, chayev is mechayev malchus for drinking the grape-flavored water. Mikana tadan kol yisurim shebat Torah. And from here we can learn that the same halacha should apply to all the yisurim in the Torah. How? Uman nazir she'en isur israelam, because nazir is not permanent, right? The person said it for 30 days. So there's a time frame for this nazirus. It's tam nazirus is 30 days. Ve'en isur isra, not only that, a person is able to benefit while he's in nazirus from grape products. He can't eat them, but he's allowed to benefit from them. And the Rishonim bring a raya from the case in the Mishnah in Erevim, which tells you that a nazir is allowed to use Erev Tchumin, made of wine, even though he's not allowed to eat it bechlal, still he's allowed to use it as his tchumen. V'yesh heter liyisura. Not only that, it also a person is able to do a taras nadarim on his nazirus. So we see three different kulas by nazirus, and we have this halacha of tam ke'ikar. And the halacha is asabo tam ke'ikar. Despite all of these leniencies of nazirus, the Torah still tells us that we have the halachas of tam ke'ikar, that imparting flavor from the halachas of a nazir is going to be like the flavor, it's like the original item itself, and it's going to be an asr midoraisa for the nazir to eat. So then when it comes to, let's say, the halacha of klayakarim is a mixture of a vineyard with other plants, so let's say with wheat or something like that, so that is an isur deoraisa of klayakarim. And yet, it's isura isra olam. It's not something which is has a heter at any point. Like in a few years, you can eat the klayakarim. It's asur forever. It's asur forever. V'isura and isura. Not only that, you're not allowed to benefit from klayakarim. You have to burn it. V'ein heter liyisura. And it's never. There's no like hataras nadarim you could do to make this klayakarim mutter. All three of those things are reasons to assume through a kalvachomer that we should be machmir. Ein odin shiyasa b'dam ke'ikar. So lachora, it should be a kalvachomer that we should say tam ke'ikar when it comes to the halachas of klai hakerem. That if we're going to have this chumra when it comes to nazirus, which has these three, which in general is more a mekel shita, because it has these three leniencies, then kal vachomer, where none of these three leniencies apply, i.e., by klai hakerem, the halacha is that the halacha is over here that you would have to be machmir. V'hu adin la'or la'bishtayim. The halacha is that we can make the same argument with regards to orla on two out of the three. That orla is aser for the first 3 years. It's aser behana. And also orla doesn't have any hatara. You can never do a taras nadarim to make the orla, the tree of an orla, if the first 3 years of a fruit is going to be aser of the fruit. It's aser hana and it's no hatara. However, the idea that it's iser olam is not able to be applied to the halachas of a orla, because orla is mutter after 3 years, just like a nazirus expires after whatever it is. You could take a nazirus for 3 years, but the point is it expires. You take a nazirus for a certain amount of time, and it becomes totally mutter for you. The grapes become mutter. Same thing with the orla. You plant a tree, right? You plant an orange tree, so after 3 years, it's totally mutter to have those oranges, so there is heter lisura, but still there's a kal vachomer could still work on the count of two out of the three things over here. So we see from this braisa that the words mishras is teaching us the halacha that tam ke'ikar is going to be this source over here, and that's what we see from here, and it's not heter mitzarif le'isr as Rabbi Abel wanted to say b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara points out, Amar lehum and Rabbanan. So one of the Rabbanan responded to Abaye, Rabbi Abel ki ka'amar Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Abel was saying his statement, he was referring to the shita of Rabbi Akiva. He argues with the Braisa. He doesn't agree with this Braisa. He says that the word Mishras is teaching you heter mitzaref le'iser. That's what we learn from Mishras and Tam Ke'ikar is from a different source that we're going to see where that's coming from. But he disagrees that this Braisa is what the word Mishras is machlokas tanaim. And Rabbi Abel is holding like he's assuming that we're telling like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, "Hey Rabbi Akiva, which halacha are we assuming is like Rabbi Akiva?" So says the Gemara, "Ilema Rabbi Akiva tahacha." If you're going to assume that it's the halachas of Rabbi Akiva mentioned over here in our Mishnah, disnan, as we learn, Rabbi Akiva omer afilo shara pito b'yayin. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you soak his bread in wine, v'yesh po kidei letzarif kezayis, and there's enough to add up to a kezayis, chayev, the halacha is going to be chayev. So we see from over here, maybe that heter mitzaref leiser. So the Gemara says, but why are you making this assumption that this is what Rabbi Akiva is teaching you? Maybe, dilma hu de'ika kezayis ba'ina. Maybe Rabbi Akiva is only telling you that when does he tell you this halacha, that there's an actual kezayis of wine that's absorbed in this bread, and that's what Rabbi Akiva is telling you. It doesn't teach you that heter mitzaref leiser, that the bread is able to mitzaref to the kezayis. It's only teaching you that the you had enough of the soaked, absorbed bread to make a kezayis of wine, and that's the halacha. And the lashon of letzarif, which means lechora adding up, is, you could say, is telling us the wine is spread out throughout the entire piece of bread, and it must be added up to tell you that you have the full kezayis. That's what Rabbi Akiva is telling you, that only when you have the full kezayis of wine are you going to be chayef. So the Gemara says, but if that's what Rabbi Akiva is telling you, v'chaytema ma'ila me'imra, so then that's pashut. That's pashut. It's obvious that if you're having a shear of wine altogether, and it's not really including the bread at all. The bread is not mitzaref l'iser. It's only the wine itself. Why you're usher? So then, why do you need Rabbi Akiva to teach me this? So the Gemara says no, because there was another point. Lafuke metanakama, because the whole point is maybe it's coming to exclude the tanakama. The amar ad sheish deravias yain, because the tanakama says that how much is the shear that you have to be chayev? It's amount of a shear of drinking, which is a quarter of a log of wine, which we pointed out is much bigger than a kezayis. It's like the minimum, like Moshe is like 3 1/3 ounces or 5 ounces, whereas a kezayis is like, I don't know exact numbers, 1.5, 2, much smaller. Rabbi Akiva is making a point of telling you that you're not chayav for a vias, but a much more machmir shita, which is out of a kezayis. And that's what Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach you. So there is a chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. So we answered for why Rabbi Akiva is necessary, but the Gemara doesn't really mention why he taught us specifically with regards to the case of bread soaked in wine. So the Gemara doesn't address that bechal over here. So the Gemara actually, Pesachim does, explains that Rabbi Akiva might want to teach us that a nazir is going to be chayav for having wine, even though it absorbed in another substance. That's what the Gemara in Pesachim tells us further. The Gemara here doesn't answer. Interesting why the Gemara doesn't mention here, but the Gemara in Pesachim does finish the statement that was left out over here. So the Gemara now continues. Therefore, the Gemara wants to learn, where do we know Rabbi Akiva de Braisa? So where do we know that Rabbi Akiva understands that there's a concept called Heter Mitzaref Le'Iser? So it's Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa. It's more explicit in the following Braisa. The sign of the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shishara Pito Bayayin, Nazir, who soaked his bread in wine, V'achal Kezayis Mipas Umiyayin, and he has a Kezayis, an olive's amount of bread and wine, Chayav, you're going to be Chayav. So this is clearly telling us that the Chiyav is going to be resulting of a combination of bread and wine, telling you that you have the Kezayis. That's what we learn. That's what we learn from over here. That's that's the understanding of the most Rishonim. However, Rashi and Pesachim, we don't have Rashi over here, right? We have Mepharsh. But we have Rashi and Pesachim. He tells us that the Gemara's proof is more complicated than we just set it out. The Gemara, the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva, the Braisa, doesn't prove, why is it any different? Nazir Shashar Pita Bayayin, V'achakzayas mi Pasamayayin. Maybe over there, it meant Pasamayayin, doesn't Sarif. So therefore, Rashi says the following. Rashi tells us that when it comes to Rabbi Akiva telling us in the Braisa that the idea of an Isser, Mitzaref Laheter, is coming from the fact that Rabbi Akiva's statement that the Nazir is going to be Chayev for having a Kezayis of bread and wine, that actually might be Tam Ke'ikar. The Gemara's proof is based on the implication that the Braisa is telling us specifically that the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, Why is the Braisa telling us this is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds Nazir Shara Pita B'Yayin V'Achal K'zaz Menu Yayin Chayev. Why don't you assume that the Rabbanim would agree with that? And it should be the Shita of Tanakama. It should be the Shita of everybody. From the fact that the Braisa says it as Rabbi Akiva, it implies that there are many, the Rabbanim disagree that this is a Shita Siachid, only Rabbi Akiva. Now, if the Braisa is just telling me that we're telling in the Halacha of Tam Ke'ikr, everybody agrees to the concept of Tam Ke'ikr, that the flavor imparted into another substance is like the original substance itself. That everybody agrees to. And it wouldn't just be stated as the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. From the fact that this Braisa seems to be argued upon by the Rabbanan, it must be that there was a Chiddush Rabbi Kiva saying, which is not that of Tam Ke'ikr. It must be that Rabbi Kiva is understood as telling you a different Chiddush with that, mainly being that Heter is Mitzaref L'Isser. Nice Prat, that's how Rashi says it out. So the Gemara is answering, though, that when Rabbi Abba is saying this halacha of Mishras is teaching you that Heter Mitzaref L'Isser, that was following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. That's what we learn from over here. So that's what we see based on the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Rav Achar Beidir of Avil Rav Ashi, Rabbi Akiva, the Kamokim La'ayla V'chol Mishras La'etar Mitzar Flaser. So we agree to Rabbi Avau's understanding. Rabbi Avau is correct that Rabbi Akiva would learn that Mishras is telling you the Chiddush of Heter Mitzar Flaser. So where does he know the principle of Litein Tam Ke'ikr Minale? Where does he know the concept of Tam Ke'ikr? Where does he know that when something is imparted flavor into something else, that it acquires the properties of the original item? So the Gemara is assuming it's a Davar Pashut that Rabbi Akiva agrees to this. Why should it be so Pashut that Rabbi Akiva agrees to this? So the Rush explains that because Rabbi Akiva, that we have two concepts we can learn from the concept of Mishras. One is Tam Ke'ikr, which is a seemingly much less of a Chiddush. To tell me Heter Mitzaref L'Isser, I have a totally Heter piece of bread, and I'm eating it with my wine, and that's Mitzaref to the Kezayas and Mechayev Malkos, and that is a tremendous Chiddush. So if there is two things I could have learned from the Riboy of Mishras, of what's going to be infused into the thing by Nazir, so Lechora, I should have told me the Halacha of Tam Ke'ikr. So it must be that Rabbi Akiva learns Tam Ke'ikr from somewhere else, which is why he has this drasha available to learn Heter Mitzaref Flaser. The Gemara assumes it's never pashut that would be the case, because Rabbi Akiva would agree that his Chiddush is much greater than that of the Tanakam and all the Rabbanan who disagree with him, so he would only be able to come onto it if he had another source saying this pasuk is totally, this Riboy is totally superfluous, because I have another Riboy to teach me Tam Ke'ikr, and therefore I have to come onto this big Chiddush. But if he had not learned Tam Ke'ikr, this would be the source. Everybody agrees that this would be the source of Tam Ke'ikr. That would be so therefore the Gemara is wondering, from what other source does Rabbi Akiva learn Tam Ke'ikr? Because Davar Pashut, he must learn it from somewhere else. So says the Gemara, Yalif mi Basar Bechalav. He learns it from Basar Bechalav. We learn Tam Ke'ikr from Basar Bechalav. What do we learn from meat and milk? Lav Tam Be'almahu. That when it comes to a case of meat and milk, the flavor of the milk is going to be absorbed in the meat, or vice versa, v'asr, and it's going to be asr. So therefore, when the Torah tells you that meat, basr, alos vashel, gediba chalev imo, so the Torah is telling you that the cooked milk with the meat is going to be removing the flavor of the milk, putting it into the meat, and that's going to make it one conglomerate of isr, and that shows that tam is ke'ikr. So therefore, hachanami lo shna, so too when it comes to all the Isurim in the Torah, you would learn, as like a binyanav, we'd be able to learn it to all the Kol Torah Kula, that we have the concept of Tam Ke'ikr. So the Gemara says that's a good point. So Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to do? Meaning, if Rabbanan should agree with that drush of Rabbi Kiva, in which case Mishrash is extra, and they should learn like Rabbi Kiva, the Heter is Mitzaref L'Isser. But we're assuming they disagree. They assume that the Mishras was the source of Tam Ke'ikr. So the Gemara says, Mibasar B'chalav lo garmina d'chidushu. You can't learn it from Basar B'chalav, because Basar B'chalav itself is a Chumrah. And since it's unique and it has this Chumrah, you cannot learn. There's a concept in Lamedim Echidish. You can't learn from Echidish to Kol Torah Kula, because it has specific properties which make it unique. To which the Gemara immediately asks, "My Chidusha, what are these specific properties, these Chumrahs that make it unique?" The Gemara says, "Ilema dehayla chude vehayla chude shari." Is it because this meat was Mahadrin, it's Eda Charedis, and this milk is the most best Hefsher in the world, and you're putting them together? You put them together, you cook them together, and it makes an Isser Dereisa. So the Gemara says that's not a Chiddush unique to Basar B'chalav and Kol Torah Kula. We have this by Kalayim. By Kalayim Nami, when it comes to two totally Heter items, let's say Kalay Begadim, let's say, for example, if I have wool, totally nice wool, and linen, totally mutter to wear, and yet I combine them and I have an Issur D'Oraisa, or Kalay Akarim, I have grapes, these are totally Major grapes, and I have them with wheat, that's an Issur D'Oraisa of Kalay Akarim, and Kalay Zoraim, all those three things. Those are all three, the whole concept of Kalayim is taking two things which inherently are mutter, and making them into an Isser Daraisa. There's a lot of machshava behind them. I told a whole shtickle from Rav Huttner about this. But that's totally heter things, and yet it's going to create an Isser Daraisa. So the Gemara says it's not a chiddush unique to Basar B'chalev. So Hailachu Deve Shari Vailachu Deve Shari V'Hadeh Adadi Asar. So that would be something which is created through another Isser. So rather, Ella de itaru le kula yama bechalva shari. On the level of daraisa, if I have a meat that I'm soaking in milk the entire day, that's going to be mutter on the level of daraisa. Umibashale bishule asr. But if you cook it in the milk, that creates the Isser. That if you have meat that's in milk the whole day, definitely some of the flavor somehow is transferring to the, you're going to tell me it tastes the same as a regular piece of meat, avada nut, that for sure some of the milk had been imparted into the meat, yet on a level of doresa, the Torah does not aser that case. Obviously, midrabanan, that's totally aser, that even if it touches each other, that's the whole concept. If you have different, in your day, when you learn your day, that comes up, all different things that touch each other, the meat and the milk, if it's something which is salty, something which is fatty, okay, what do you have to, kiddi klipa, what do you have to take off? But those are all midrabanan, midaresa, only if you cook them together is it going to be aser. So that's a very big chiddush, so to tell you that if I am able to soak something the entire day, that's mutter, yet if I'm a vashalit, that's aser, so that's a chiddush unique to basar b'chalav. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, nami basar b'chalav chiddushu. That's a good point, though. The Rabbanan had a good response. What's Rabbi Akiva going to do with that? If basar b'chalav is really a chiddush, it's something which is a big, unique idea to basar b'chalav, I can't learn it, l'kola Torah kula, because it's something which only should apply to basar b'chalav, and therefore I can't learn tam ke'ikar from basar b'chalav. So the Gemara accepts that rejection. The Gemara says, you're right. Ella, turning on to now Lamed Zayin Amabez, Ella Yalif Megi'ulei Avoda Kochavim. He learned the Ode Kochavim. He learns it from the halacha that we have from literally the imparting of flavor of utensils by people who are idolaters, people who are over the avodah zarah. What was that case? That was the psukim that we have in I think it's Parshas Pinchas when it comes up over there. Kol davar asher yavo ba'esh taviro ba'esh v'tiar ach medina yischata v'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh taviro b'mayim. Those are the psukim that tell you that you have to, according to all the Rishonim, it's definitely talking about being machshir kelim. Some actually learn that it's also talking about being tovel, a nukli. Being tovel, a nukli, that's a machlokas, whether that's a din daraisa or not, to tovel, a nukli. But definitely kashering is definitely, everybody agrees, is the idea of kashering. So we're learning out from there, Rabbi Kiva's learning out that tam ke'ikar is going to be what's going on over there. We're going to learn it like kol Torah kula, because what was the whole idea of kashering a pot? And we're having this actually coming up in Yonadim of Pesach. So why do I have to kasher pots for Pesach? Why can't I just clean it out and use it? Because the whole idea is that when I cook in a pot, so there is tam, there is a flavor that's being imparted into the pot. And then when I cook again with that item, with that pot, the flavor then goes back in to the item that I originally cooked. So that's why la'inyan treif, if I have a treif pot and I cook with it, so that all the treif flavor is now being back imparted back into my item, and it's going to be usher for me to eat it. That's the idea of gilulei avodah kochavim. And the same thing with regards to Pesach, let's say. So if I have a chametz tikka pot, I used it for chametz, so then when I use it on Pesach, if I don't kasher it properly, so then the chametz flavor is now being imparted into my food. I'm violating the isser of eating chametz on Pesach. That's why you have to kasher. So that's what gilulei avodah kochavim teaches you. It's a refers over here that you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to do it until you kasher it. The Amar Rachmana, the Torah tells you, kol davar asher yavo ba'ish. Everything that is used in the fire has to be kashered with the fire. Meaning, if something which I use with the fire, I have to kasher with the fire, with like a blowtorch, I have to kasher it in that manner. And also something which is yavir ba'ish v'tirach b'medin eschata v'chol asher lo yavo ba'ish tavir b'mayim. So that's the shayla. Tavir b'mayim is talking about doing it, kashering it in a way that's only something which is only used for a second degree of heat. Let's say like forks and spoons and things like the like, where you don't necessarily use it directly over the fire. So the lach is, how do I kasher those? If I put it also in boiling water, that's how I'm able to kasher those items. So the memra da asira. So it tells you that we learn from over here that flavor imparted by the clay midyan was being put into their items, and we see from over there that tam is kicker, because then that makes your food when you cook it is going to be transference of tam, and that makes it like it was the tray food. So the Gemara says gilu avodah kachavim lav ta'ima ba'almahu ve'aser. The idea of the food of the goyim is that it's because the flavor wasn't being imparted from their pots, and that's what makes it aser. Hachanami loshna. So too with regards to nazirus and all other isurim in the Torah, there is no difference, and that we see tam is keikar, and that's the source for Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says again, that's a good drasha. Rabbanan Nami, what are the Rabbanan going to do with this drasha? Why don't they learn Tam Keker from over here and not from Mishras in the case of Nazir? So the Gemara says, Tipuk Lehu Megule of the Kochavim. Why don't they learn it from, like we just said, learn it from this case and not like from the Nazir case? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Ravashi responded to Tervacha. So the Gemara says, Hasam Chidishu. The case of Giluy of the Kachavim itself is also a Chidish, therefore you can't learn it Lakola Torah Kula. What is the uniqueness of Giluy of the Kachavim? Taha Bechola Torah Kula, no sin tam lefgam, is mutter. There's a concept, we're learning like a lot of Basar Bechalav today. There's a concept when it comes to imparting flavor, that if you're imparting a bad flavor, no sin lam lefgam, it's a bad flavor, that is be'etzem going to be something which is permitted. The Torah tells you that, where do we learn this from? The Torah tells you that a Jew is not allowed to eat a nevela. Rather, you have to give it, like, which you learn is give it to a dog or to goyim. So the Braisa tells us that only meat which was edible and suitable for giving to a goy is going to be included in the Isra nevela. But if the meat, the Gemara of Orizora tells us this, that if the meat is no longer considered edible, it's something which is spoiled, that's not Isra nevela. So we learn from over there that no sintam of gam is usr in all areas. This is a very important halacha that we learn, which we're going to see. One very big nafkamina is a kli that's eno ben yomo. Any kli which is not the day that it's used is assumed to also be imparting flavors which are considered not beneficial to the food. In which case, it's not going to be asr midaraisa. And also, when your person is, let's say, using things like soap. Soap is very helpful because that's no sin tam lefgam. You're never eating that. So if you have soap and you're, let's say, you had very hot water and it was full of soap on the items that you were cooking and you had dairy and meat, so there might be more room to be makel if you have soap there because there's no sin tam lefgam. Whatever, if you're boiling hot water, let's say when you're cleaning your dishes, you accidentally were using a dairy fork in the meat sink or something or vice versa. So if you had boiling hot water, so that'd be a problem of the tam going from one to the other. But if you had they were all full of soap, so then we assume, even if it's ben yomo, that since it's no sin tam of gam, since you're imparting a bad flavor into the other item, so then it could be room to make. Again, you have to make sure that you have the case clear before you just pass in what I just said. You have to make sure that that's clear. But that is that's the concept of no sin tam of gam. Another case is also maybe a dishwasher, actually. Ravadia, okay, it's not. It's only b'di'evit. That gets into the whole idea of at least b'di'evit, let's say, having one dishwasher. If you accidentally put a few of your dairy utensils in your meat dishwasher or vice versa, that also is another room to be makel. B'di'evit, at least, after the fact, is because it's all the soap. You have to, and the matias of the dishwasher is also very important to know. Is it really running soap each time? But etzim, it's a kula that's definitely very important to know when it comes to the halachas of the kitchen and your day. So now, that's the concept of no sin tam lefgam mutar. Yet the Torah is telling you that if you're using a pot after the first day, so then that's going to be usher. So the Tanakhama is assuming that when it comes to clay minyan, that you had to kasher even even a pot that was not ben yomo. Even if a pot was after ben yomo, the Torah is telling you you have a chi of midaresa to cook it, to kasher it. To which the Gemara is saying, why? Any pot which is used after the first day is not considered giving off a good taste. So the treif that's coming in is a bad taste, which means that the bad taste is be'etzem mutter for you to be eating with your kosher piece of steak. So if I have the used treif the day before, I waited 3 days and I used that kli. So the halacha is that be'etzem on a level of doraisa, it should have been mutter because it's no sin tam lefgam. Yet the Torah tells you that you have to kasher it. So the Gemara says that's a good point. If it's a chiddush, then how could Rabbi Kiva learn this to call a Torah kula? Rabbi Kiva nami a chiddushu. Rabbi Kiva, this is a big chiddush. How is he able to learn this for call a Torah kula? So it says the Gemara, Amar Avuna Brachia, Lo Asar Tola Erla Kadera Bas Yomar. Rabbi Kiva says, no, when it comes to the Klei Midyan, the Torah was telling you only the Klei that you're using that day is Osar Midaraisa. The Lav No Sin Tam of Gamu, because that is not imparting a bad flavor. And therefore the Klei Midyan was nothing chiddush to it whatsoever. I was only talking about kelim bas yoman. If a kli is bas yomo, then the halacha is, then you're not able to eat it. That's an isra d'oraisa if you use that kli, and that's why we make you kasher. And then, so the Gemara says, what are Rabbanan going to do back to that? Meaning that's true. Maybe it's only talking about a kli that was the day of. Kedera bas yoma nami yeshu de lo pegima portas. Even when it's a kli bas yoma, the fact that you have to kasher, that is also a chiddush, because lechora the flavor absorbed in the walls, lechora it's spoiled a little bit. It's not good flavor that's going in. So they're understanding that even if it's bas yoma, there is some bad flavor going in. So therefore, it is a chiddush, and it's a chiddush that I cannot learn for kol haTorah kula, and in terms of the concept of tam keikar. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us that the word Mishas, according to Rabbi Kiva, is able to be used by Heter Mitzarif Leiser, because he learns the idea of Nosem Tam Keikar from Kashering Kalim, from Gilei Avodah Kochavim, and the Rabbanon are not able to learn it from there, because they assume that there's a Chiddush in Shemel, because there is some bad taste overall. Maybe there is some good going in, but overall there's some bad, and that's why you can't learn it from there. It's important to note that this is the halacha midareisa. That's why Paskin. The midareisa, a kli that's asher trefa midareisa, is a kli that's ben yomo, bas yomo, ben yomo, a kli that's used that day. So, why don't we just take every kli for Pesach or anytime we need a kasher or anything and just wait a week and then we'll just use it or use it, wait more than 24 hours and use it. So that's the whole, the gzera chazal is that there goes there a eno bas yomo, atu bas yomo, or ben yomo, it depends which context is zachar nekeva, that there goes there and that's, it's a dinder abonah that you have to kasher the kli, which has enough kaminas, but dievid. If you use them, Pesach might be different, but let's assume for not Pesach right now, for kashering. If a person accidentally used whatever it is, happens all the time. In Meisim Cholyom, in a kitchen, a person will accidentally use the dairy pot to cook his meat food. So the first question the Rav will ask you is, because there's the pot you have to kasher, that for sure, because that's going to be lechachil. You have to kasher a pot for future use, that for sure. But the food that you cooked inside, you want to know, can you eat it? So if it was food, which the pot had not been used in 24 hours, so then it actually is, then b'dieved, we assume if you didn't do it on purpose, the lacha is that the food is actually mutter to eat. That's the lacha. So that's a very important halacha that we should be familiar with. So says the Gemara Vayter. Amar lei Rav Acha b'reid Rav Ashi l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'reid Rav Avi rather l'Rav Ashi. Min the Rabbanan nishma l'Rabbi Akiva. For the Rabbanan we can learn about Rabbi Akiva. Lav Ami Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan don't they heard that don't they hold high mishras litin tam ke'ikar? They were for mishras is to teach you that tam is ke'ikar. U'mikana tadan l'chol esrin shabbatar. From here we're able to learn kol Torah kula that tam is ke'ikar. So l'Rabbi Akiva nami. The kamukim lahay mishras laheter mitzarf leiser lema mikan va'atadan lecholosim b'shabbatora. We learned before that Rabbi Yochanan told us that the concept of heter mitzarf leiser is a unique halacha that extended only to nazirus, not to anything else. But the Gemara is wondering now, well, why should that be? When it comes to the halacha of mishras, Rabbanan are learning is the source for Tam Ke'ikar, which applies to the Kol HaTorah Kula, that we were happy learning all the halachas of Tam Ke'ikar from this pasuk. So now Rabbi Kiva learned a different drasha. What was Rabbi Kiva's drasha? He learned that it's talking about Tam Ke'ikar. So according to Rabbi Kiva, why didn't I learn that it should be applicable to Kol HaTorah Kula for the halacha of Heter Mitzarif Litzer? Why don't I apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula? Why did Rabbi Yochanan tell me it's only a halacha that's unique to Nazir? So says the Gemara, Rav Ashi answers, Amar lei, mishum dahavi nazir v'chatas beis ksuvim haboim ke'echad v'chol beis ksuvim mayim ke'echad ein melamdin. Because when it comes to the lacha of nazir and achatas, which we're going to learn in a moment what that is, those are two psukim that are coming as one to teach you the same halacha. And we have a concept, whenever you have two psukim teaching me the same halacha, you can only learn it for those two halachas and nothing else. What is this concept? That Beis Ksuvim Bayim Ke'echad is found throughout the Shas. We have, the idea is that the Torah wanted to teach you that this halacha should apply across the board, so then the Torah should have just mentioned it once, and Shalom Yisrael, I learned that it is something which is applicable to Torah Kol HaTorah Kula. And from the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to mention the same exact halacha in another context implies that only in these two places does the Torah want to teach you this chiddush, and it should not be learned anywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula, only for those two things and nowhere else. So what we're coming out is that Rabbi Akiva is telling you that this applies to the halacha of achatas and the halacha of nazir and nowhere else. So the Gemara says, Nazir Haderma, Nazir, that which we said, that from Mishras we teach you, Heter is Mitzarif Leiser. Where do I learn Chatas? Mahi, where do I learn that Chatas is teaching you this Chiddush as well, in which case I can't learn it, L'Kol HaTorah Kula. Desana Kol HaShiga B'Vsara Yikdash. The Pasuk tells you with regards to Chatas, whatever touches the meat is going to be Yikdash, it's literally going to be holy. So what does this mean? So Yachol Afilu Shalobala, I would tell you that this applies, even if the item touched it, that something which touches a chattas has the same halachas as a chattas, it's going to be the same halachas as a chattas, even if it just touched it. Talmud Lomar B'Bsara, the Torah tells you in its meat, which tells you that the halachas Ad Shivla B'Bsara is only if it's absorbed, if the flavor is absorbed. Meaning that it has to be, that it was cooked. So if you have mutter, let's say shuman from a chattas, and it was mixed and it was cooked together with shlamim. So halacha is that the shlamim is going to have the status l'chumra of the chatas. So that's what we learn from this halacha. Yikdash lios kamoa, they're telling you that it's going to have the same halacha, the same properties as the chatas. So generally, a shlamim is kachay kalim, which gives you longer time of how long you can eat it. You have shnei yamim v'layla echad, as opposed to a chatas, which you don't. You only have one night, one day. So, and also, who's allowed to eat it? When it comes to a kachay kachim, only kohanim zacharim are allowed to eat it, as opposed to kachay kalim, the bailim. So the halacha is that it's going to take the properties of the more chamer thing. Similar, if the chatas is disqualified, then the meat that was absorbed from that chatas is also going to become disqualified. It's going to be usher. Like, let's say it became noser, the day passed from the chatas, it also becomes usher to eat the shlamim. However, if it's kosher, it's allowed to be in Chamer Shabbat, then it should be in the more Chamer state, meaning that you have to eat it in the shorter time period, and who's allowed to eat it? Only the Kohanim. So that's what we learn from over here. So, meaning that sometimes also the Yerushalmi point out you could have the shlamim as more machmir. Let's say it was a shlamim from the day before. If you have a shlamim from the day before, so then what comes out is the shlamim is only going to be mutter till shkia of the next night, as opposed to the chatas which you had the next morning. So they have to be machmir. You can only eat that chatas also for the time period that it's expiring for the shlamim. So whatever is more machmir, we're going to be. So we see from over here, lechora, the Gemara is bringing out from over here something which doesn't necessarily have to do with heter mitzaref l'iser. So where are we learning Heter Mitzaref from Isser? We're learning that, meaning maybe this is this idea of Kam Tam Ki'ikar, that the flavor that was imparted by the Chatas now goes into the Shlamim. Where are we learning Heter Mitzaref from Isser? So we're learning it from the fact that the Chatas is going into the, and is remaining its status. That status underneath is Lechora, is going to be the idea of Heter Mitzaref from Isser is that the, when it comes to, if Tam Ki'ikar, we already know Tam Ki'ikar. Tam Ki'ikar we learn from Kol HaTorah Kula. Why did the Torah have to repeat the concept of Tam Ki'ikar? From the fact that we're repeating it, tells us that we're telling you that there's something else. They're talking about Heter Mitzaref L'Iser, because I have two options. I have two options because I could learn either Tam Ki'ikar over here or Heter Mitzaref L'Iser. So if now whatever I learn is going to be made into a concept called Shnei Ksovim Bayim Ke'echad, which you cannot learn for Kol HaTorah Kula. So lechora, whatever is the bigger chiddush Rabbi Akiva is going to tell me, that halacha should apply only here and not anywhere else in Shas. So if I have two options, Tam Ki'ikar, to learn only here, nowhere else in Shas, or learn Heter Mitzaref L'Iser, learn it for this halacha, nowhere else in Shas, which one am I going to learn? So says Rabbi Akiva, the bigger chiddush should only be learned here and nowhere else. And that's why we learn from over here that it's Heter Mitzaref L'Iser, not Tam Ki'ikar. It's not really a Raya Brura, but that meaning that's Rabbi Akiva's statement makes it like it's a Raya Brura. So the Gemara asks for a banan. This stuff is, I told you, it's complicated, a little bit hard, so we're gonna go a little bit over, we're gonna stop, I guess, tomorrow's off is shorter, so hopefully be able to catch up tomorrow. For Rabbanan, why do they reject this concept of Heter Mitzaref L'Iser from the case of Chatas? So the Gemara answers, because they need it for Dikas or Chmona Gabi Chatas, they need it only by the context of a Chatas, Hava Mina Nazir Lo Asamine. I wouldn't have learned Nazir from Chatas, Mishum de Nazir Mekachim Lo Yalfinan, because there's a lacha that Kachim, Lechulin Lo Yalfinan, Kachim is more Machmir in general. So you can't learn a halacha that's more machmir in kashim to other halachas. V'ikaz rechmana gabi nazir, and the Torah only mentioned by nazir. There's a chumra by nazir that doesn't apply by kashim. Have a minimum of nazir lo yalfinan. You can't learn it from nazir. Mishum de chamer isurei, because the concept of nazir is more machmir than in kashim in certain context. What shalacha? Tafilu chartzan asir lei, because even the grape seed is machmir, which we're assuming is a very big chumra. And therefore, this crazy chumra applies by nazir. I couldn't have learned it to chatas. Hilkach lo asir minei, therefore, the halacha cannot be learned alone, and that's why I have to mention it over here. So that's what we learned. The Rabbanan are going to hold that both are necessary to teach you Tam Ki'ikar for both these cases, but it's not Shnei Ksuvim Bayim Ke'echad. It's not a repetitive point. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva going to respond to the Rabbanan? How are they going to respond? Rabbi Akiva's understanding that the Torah is telling you that Heter Mitzaref L'Iser, because that Shnei Ksuvim Bayim Ke'echad. So he sees that it's completely unnecessary. So the Gemara says, Amar Lecha Lamai Tzricha, why do I need to mention both of them? Granted, you're right. If it just says Chatas, Rabbi Akiva is going to say that you're not able to learn a Nazir from that. The Chulin Mekachim Lagamina, that was just pointed out, that you can't learn Nazir from Kachim. Avalichta Rechmana bin Nazir. Why can't the Torah tell you it by Nazir? V'teisi Chatas Minei, and learn as a Kavach Omer that the Chatas should be applicable. Taha Kol Yisrin Shabbat Torah, Kagamir bin Nazir, since all these halachas can be learned from Nazir. He doesn't accept that the fact that the Naziris has this Chumrah, this one Chumrah of not being able to eat the grape skins, grape seeds, is such a big Chumrah, says that we would have learned from Chatas to Nazir. And since you're able to learn from both of them, and the Torah goes out of its way to mention both, we learn that it's Shnei Ksuvim Bayim Ke'echad, it applies here and nowhere else. To which the Gemara says, Rabbanan, what would they respond? Amri lach, they'll respond, Chatas leheter mitzaref leiser. That Chatas is permitted, is mitzaref leiser, v'chulin mekachim lo garminan, but you cannot learn it from chulin mekachim. And therefore, Mishras is telling you, l'tein tam ke'ikar, mikanata dan l'chol esrim shabbatorah. That's what we learned. Rabbi Kiva, so, you know, I guess we'll pick up for Rabbanan. I want to just get this clear. I don't want to run through it. I already ran out of time. So we'll pick up from the Rabbanan, Rabbi Kiva, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up. B'siyata d'shmaya.